Good morning. It is now 9:12 a.m. We are here today, June 21st, 2016, in the Opiate Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagatna, Guam, for the scheduling conference of OPAPA 16-002, 1A Guam Webs versus Guam Community College. Presiding over the hearing today is Hearing Officer Anthony Camacho and Public Auditor Doris Forrest Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Rodlyn Gerardo, Jarek Hernandez, and Edna Dallase. Will Appellant 1A Guam Webs please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Sure. Test. This one?
Yeah.
Hi. Good morning. John Bell, attorney on behalf of the Guam Webs.
Good morning. My name is Raj Sharma, and I'm the president of Guam Webs.
Thank you. Will Purchasing Agency Guam Community College please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning. Rebecca Wrightson with Cabot Mantinonia, and we represent the Guam Community College, and there are no representatives from the college with me today.
Thank you. We may proceed.
Well, first I want to apologize for not being able to, we had to move the hearing unexpectedly from, I think it was 2 weeks ago, simply because I got less than 48 hours notice. I was supposed to be in D.C. for a week, and that was for military purposes, here I am, so glad to be back. But if you're wondering, well, you know, why we couldn't hold a hearing, that's why. So now that we're all back here, I believe the proposed date that we have on our side is August the 5th.
July 5th.
Oh, excuse me, July 5th.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Can't, because I won't be here August.
That's another case I have in my head. So July 5th at 10 o'clock.
Thank you.
Okay,
are there parties available for that date and time? Because I think all the pleadings more or less have been filed,
right.
Or they've been filed. So it's just holding the formal hearing.
Okay. Well, and I, in anticipation of it, that we were setting another date today, checked with my witnesses, and I'm going to have someone off islands on July 5th. My witnesses are all pretty much GCC people, and of course, over the summer, they're taking off. Yeah, they're traveling.
Which one of your witnesses?
It's going to be Wesley Gima.
How important is he?
He is one of the members of the web group. I could probably get, if Mr. Bell's in an agreement, I could probably get a declaration from him and we could use that.
Would that be one way to resolve the issue?
Yeah, I don't see him as a key witness or anything like that. So.
And if the declaration, Ms. Wrightson, is not enough for you, then there's also the possibility, do we have a teleconference capability?
Yes.
Or even a, I guess teleconference is old school now. We have Skype or FaceTime.
We've never tried Skype or FaceTime, but we do have internet here. We can test it.
Yeah, I'm not sure where he's traveling to or what it is that he's doing. They just gave me the list of dates that people were going to be off.
Yeah, well, I actually have that capability. I've used that in two court cases, Superior Court.
Oh, really?
So,
okay.
Yeah, child custody cases. And let's say the last one, the person was in Germany.
Okay.
Depending
on the time frame, though. That's the only challenge is the time. Because we have had teleconferences in the States, and they were either very early, or for us it's our normal time, but for their time, they're either very early in the morning or very late at night, depending on. But we have had done that, so.
Yeah, but if that's an option, if the declaration is not enough, we can, through declaration or through that, we can work it out.
Okay, or coordinating all of the list of leave that I was given for all the witnesses, I would have everyone here July 18, 19, and 20.
July 18, 19, so you're saying there's
none of us are going to be here.
Nobody's going to be here that time.
Okay. I won't be here.
A calendar together and where
it's
going to
be before then, because I'm going to be
gone
from the 18th on,
16th.
Huh? Yeah. When is
it starts on the 17th.
Yeah, we're all going to be gone, all three of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's got to be sooner rather than later for us.
Okay.
That's why.
Okay, or else August 8 and 9 is the next time that I would have everybody on island.
No, I think that's too late for this thing. So if it's just for that one person, can we make that accommodation and have it sooner on July 5th?
Yeah, I believe that would not be a problem. That's the only witness that is going to be off island on July 5th. The only one of my witnesses, anyway.
Okay.
Mr. Bell, is that date and time okay with you?
Yes. Thank you.
All right. So then we will have, and I'll put a notice out today, we'll have the rescheduled formal hearing will be held on July the 5th, 2016 at 10 o'clock.
And do we anticipate, I think the last time, the entire day?
We were thinking two days. So might go into the, are we going on the 6th, just in case?
We have a hearing, right?
16-03.
But we don't, that might, if not, then it would be on the 7th.
Okay. So if we have to go a second day.
Yes, then it would be on the 7th.
It would be on July the 7th.
I'm good with that.
All right.
And we can start that at 9 if it's a continuation.
We'll start at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Okay, so 10 o'clock on July the 5th. If we have to go a second day, it will be starting at 9 a.m. on July the 7th. Are there any, other than the scheduling that we've just